Tory Gallagher and Follow Me from 1971. His guitar, a 1961 Fender Stratocaster, one of the most iconic instruments in Irish music history, is going to be sold in October and could be worth well over £1 million sterling. The Cork guitarist, originally from County Donegal, was worshipped by generations of rock fans and died in 1995, aged 47. We've been talking to Rory's brother and former manager Donal first about the guitar.
It's a 1961 Fender Stratocaster that came into Ireland. I think it's the first one. It came via a guy called Jim Condon, who was the guitar player with the Royal Show Band. And he, I believe, had picked it up in New York. There's another version that it was imported to Crowley's in Cork City. Either way, it ended up being sold after 6 months. So it was offered at Crowley's in Merchant's Quay at that time in Cork City for the princely sum of £100.
That was expensive at the time.
Huge. It was impossible. Amount of money. And Rory, who was probably just 15, going on 16 at the time, had joined a show band. So he had sort of cheated on his age and said he was 17, going on 18. But when they auditioned him, they brought him into the lineup, but he'd required a better guitar, electric guitar, than the one he had. And Rory had spotted this, and being a huge Buddy Holly fan, it was the guitar, it was that what Rory wanted. And my mother had signed a hire purchase agreement for the £12 guitar. So Rory went and negotiated with Mr. Crowley, Michael Crowley, to see if he could extend the payments to encompass the sum of £100. And the show band he was with, it was then called the Fontana, later the Impact, had a run of dates. So Rory was able to show him a date sheet and the possibility that he had the funds to pay for it. Michael kind of agreed. And so the guitar was taken home, hidden under my bed. So my mother didn't see. And then she happened to bump into Michael Crowley, said, how's your son getting on with the guitar? So that was the first time she was aware of it. And I mean, the poor woman just, she couldn't cope with that amount of money. But anyway, Rory promised her faithfully that he would, and the fact that actually with that guitar, he could improve his playing immensely. And not only that, the show band, who had a rhythm guitarist, they might need the rhythm guitarist because he could do both jobs and get double pay. So there was all sorts of yarns spun at the time to convince my mother, who then did go down and officially sign the forms.
Fans will know how synonymous this guitar was to Rory. Can you explain to us how important this guitar was to him?
It was the closest thing to having a limb. I'm sure a lot of younger people today and their mobile phones or computers have an attachment. But the instrument was how Rory expressed himself. And then it's early on, when they formed Taste, I think after one of the first gigs in Dublin that they did, the guitar was stolen. And that was like losing somebody. It was like a bereavement for a week until Garda Patrol put it up on the television at the time, and the guitar did return to him. So it's kind of never left his side since that point.
So where has it been since he died?
Essentially, it's been in a bank vault with the other instruments, because, you know, even our warehouse storage, which was in London, after Rory died, we had a number of amplifiers. You can't sort of hide everything or pay for everything in a deposit like that. We've had attempted break-ins.
But haven't other people played it since?
A few people have played it. I mean, Johnny Marr, of Smith's fame and his own fame, people like that have rung me to say, could they come and play the guitar, as did Joe Bonamassa, you know, a few other players. But it sort of hasn't gone out there. It's gone out on exhibition. I mean, its last tour was back to the States, to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where it went out for the Played Loud exhibition. but ended up getting caught up in COVID, so it ended up being there for 2 years.
Donald, why are you selling it now?
Because, A, I can't play guitar. And you get to a certain age and a certain time in your life and you say, well, what are you going to do with it? I've dealt with other situations and looked at touring exhibitions because that was my preferred route originally, but exhibitions haven't been possible because now you have certain endangered woods, and which the strat is rosewood and it's ivory pegs, etc. So all these things have to have special licenses, and going between particularly European countries isn't as easy as it was 10 years ago.
It's likely to fetch a lot of money. What are you going to do with the proceeds?
Well, a mixture, obviously, put into Rory projects is a lot of it. There'd be a, I don't like the word charity aspect, but good causes aspect would be the other.
That's Donal Gallagher, brother and former manager of Rory Gallagher, speaking to us earlier.